when you look at a modern city, you wonder how city civilization started about 5,000 years ago. How is it that after 100,000 years of just using your hands as tools, suddenly you had the wealth and the organization to create something like this? Well, one way to look at it is to look at this as yet another extension beyond the hands of the human body, because the human body is really too frail to create all of this. So what did you do? Well, first of all, you replaced the human legs, or added to them, by something more efficient for moving things, and that is the wheel, so the invention of the wheel. Then you strengthened the human body. Instead of the bones, you had the iron revolution, iron pieces instead of these bones. Then, instead of the rather inefficient way of carrying water and grains in the hands, you made pots, so you had pottery. Then, instead of the very inefficient human stomach, which couldn't digest much, you had animals which could go and harvest nature and then pre-digest it for human beings. And then, instead of the very inefficient human nose, you trained dogs for domestic hunting and so on. And then, instead of the rather inefficient human eyes for intelligence gathering and storing, you developed writing. And when you put all these things together, as happened in Mesopotamia and southern China about 5,000 years ago, you get, combined with the growing wealth which leads to states and religious systems, you get the possibility of having cities. And that is the first great revolution, the Neolithic revolution. And from then on, you have a long period up till 250 years ago, when basically human beings used their energy plus these tools. And only in the last 250 years did you move on to the next revolution, when they replaced their own energy by other energy.